Good evening, Chorus Call operator speaking. Welcome to the presentation of first quarter 2017 results of the Brunello Cucinelli Group. Following the initial presentation, you will have the chance to ask questions. The speakers will be Mr. Brunello Cucinelli, President and CEO of the group, Moreno Ciarapica, CFO, and Pietro Arnaboldi, Investor Relations. I'd now like to give the floor to Mr. Cucinelli.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is always a great pleasure to meet you, if just by phone. We actually gave you two extra minutes because there was a conference ongoing, so we wanted it to be finished before we started. First of all, immensely thank you for the whole esteem and regard, investors, analysts, journalists. Thank you very much. Well, we can say that this call is slightly lighter, but I would like it to be nevertheless high quality in terms of content, in terms of vision, strategy, and honestly, also from the human point of view, because we firmly believe in the human factor. I do not want to speak too fast because I have my translator, Chiara, translating for me, and I want to help her. First of all, the highlights. I'd like to give you strong visibility on 2017 because we are already in May. As for 2018, 2019, I wouldn't like to repeat what I already said a couple of months ago. It was a pretty clear and good visibility, but if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. Well, I would like to, however, talk about products and then multi-brand and mono-brand markets together with the performance and the developments of this very fascinating digital world. I'd now like to read out the quotes for you. Net revenues, 134.1 million, plus 10.1% at current exchange rates compared to 31st of March. Sales improved both on the international market, plus 11.4%, and Italian market that grew by 4.9%. We are always very happy with the results achieved by our Italy. Revenues increased in all geographical areas. North America, plus 9.8%, Europe, 8.8%, Greater China, 35.2%. Mind you should always bear in mind that the value of Greater China is around 7% of our revenues. Rest of the world, plus 9.6%. There has been growth in all distribution channels. Retail mono-brand, plus 18.6%. Wholesale mono-brand adjusted, 4.4% adjusted. Wholesale multi-brand, 10.6%. This way, I wanted to give you my comment on these figures. In the first half of 2017, business has been really very good. We feel that the image of our brand is very suitable, as it perfectly identifies with our way of living and working. Our order intake for fall/winter has turned out to be excellent, with extraordinary feedback on our collections, both from the trade press as well as our multi-brand and mono-brand clients. Honestly, considering the overall quality of our sales, we can envisage another particularly good year ahead, with double-digit growth in terms of both revenues and profitability. Our company, 5 years down the road from our listing that we are celebrating in these days indeed, is focusing not only on the products as usual, and hopefully this product will still be contemporary, fresh, high quality, and exclusive in the coming collections too, but also on new, very high-positioned web-based initiatives, such as the project that we called Humanistic Artisans of the Web, and we will go back to this. This project is consistent with our style and our way of opening up to the world. This is my comment to the results. I'd like to add that 5 years down the road from the listing on the stock exchange, we are really very pleased, very satisfied. Dear analysts, dear investors, for us, You have been real fascinating advisors for us, provided, I always say, that we have the courage to listen, even when maybe somebody might not see eye to eye with you. I'd now like to make some comments, important comments, on the current year. We have had a great spring-summer season because, you know, it is drawing to a conclusion already. It will go on because in just over a month, the winter collection will start, so much so that we consider 1st of July, 30 December, winter, 1st January, 30th of June, spring-summer. As to the order intake for fall-winter, it also went particularly well. So we know that we are starting the winter sales with a very good feedback on our collections. As you might know, it is always very important to receive feedback from the multi-brand channel because, you know, at the end of the day, multi-brand buyers go around viewing 200, 300 collections. So there is no doubt that, of course, we also listen very carefully to the press judgment and feedback because the trade press, they are very savvy in this product and they circulate their opinion very much. But I keep repeating the same thing, but multi-brands really look at all these collections very carefully, so their judgment, their feedback has very high value, provided that you want to listen to it, that you have the courage to listen to it. And this is always a very contemporary topic, and it is true, it applies to all industries. To conclude on the visibility of the year, the current year, we confirm that we are expecting another particularly good year with double-digit growth of revenues and then EBITDA slightly more than proportional. So, pretty good year. I'd now like to dwell on the product distribution and the kind of mood that we are living in at the moment. I have just come back, and you know, I'm still a bit jet lagged from my trip to the United States that has turned out to be very, very interesting. Well, actually, we went to New York, not to the whole of America. It was very, very interesting. And you know what I did there? For the first time, I did some sort of roadshow for the press. I went to their home. And I have had meetings with fashion, journalist society, politics, very high quality people. And I have to say that whenever I come back from these trips, but especially from America, I have the feeling that I see loads of opportunities in the world from the economic and the human point of view. So somehow I'm always fascinated by also the value of our splendid Italy. You see, the world holds Italy in a very high regard. The world really appreciates our handicrafted goods. Well, of course, I was fascinated by the fact that I was welcomed and received by these journalists. And they are true inspirers for me. Because the world has changed a lot compared to yesterday. I also have the feeling that we all share a new idea. The idea is to rediscover the quality of life, of work, of thought, and also believing, well, that especially young people are experiencing a new change. They use things in a different manner. They do not want to consume. They prefer to use things. So there is a lot of awareness raising projects going on. So from the one, you see, I've always suffered from the jet lag, so I'm still jet lagged, but as we were saying today and yesterday with our staff, because as always they're all here, 8 of them in front of me, we believe undoubtedly that there are two very clear-cut roads ahead of us. On the one hand, there will be industrially made products that will be sold at increasingly lower prices, distributed everywhere, not really recognizable. And then the other path will be very high craftsmanship products with a lot of manual skills and also expensive, not very much circulated and massified, recognizable. And, of course, we want to pursue this second path, an Italian high-quality product. I'm increasingly more firmly convinced of the value of the multi-brand channel, but I've always been convinced of that, as you know. Too often, we just talk of tourists only that we sell to. But it is not true, because the best job is done with the locals. And of course, multi-brands are the one who know the most about locals. They know, for example, the build of their customers, whether they are in Germany or in Tokyo. And especially when we talk about clothing, because of course this is a very different product than accessories. So, for us in clothing, there is a great difference between a shop window in Athens, in Capri, and for example, in Capri you have this resort shop window, but also the way in which you display the goods and the items, and also the ability to very often turn over all the items in the window, because maybe you say, yes, this should be the shop window for this week. But, for example, if the weather is completely different in Hamburg, then the person who's running the store can change it accordingly. I always shop at multi-brands because this has always been my passion. I like to take profit from the fact that they mix and match and they buy goods, well, thinking precisely to the possible customers. I went to see a multi-brand partner just outside New York, beautiful store, young salespeople, sophisticated, well-dressed, also salespeople who do not really hassle the potential customers. And beside the multi-brand, there is a monobrand store. And then just beside, there is the esteemed Chanel. I said to them, why don't you mix your multi-brand, why don't you also use your multi-brand technique also in a monobrand store? And they did it, and the result was fascinating, and they agreed with me on that. Of course, especially department stores, they want to be provided with a special visual merchandising, a special assortment. They want their salespeople to be trained in a special manner on the taste of the brand, because, of course, it is up to us to educate, to train the staff for the visual merchandising. So I'd like to say once again that I feel this is a great time for selection of products on the market. Of course, not everything is luxury, but we have been discussing on this for ages, and I don't want to go back to this. But this year, too, the demand was for a beautiful product, an innovative product, matched with a beautiful visual merchandising, with a strong identity, and very little distributed. And this is increasingly pursued by customers. And also the way you behave on the web is very important. I think that this is precisely what is taking place, and I'm very pleased with these developments. The development of the multi-brand channel is very interesting, especially in the new markets, and I mean by that China and Korea. And as we said in the last call, and I'd like to repeat it, for fall winter, we have 18 new beautiful accounts in precisely in these markets, and maybe they have stores for 1,500 square meters, the beautiful taste. So there is no doubt that these multi-brands are definitely becoming prestigious. And this is precisely what has happened in the former Soviet Union. This is a very interesting development. And personally, we attach a lot of value to it. And now I'd like to talk to you about the wonderful, extraordinary world of the web. At the end of January, we started two grand projects. We actually worked on them for a couple of years. On the one hand, we have the institutional website, and then on the other hand, the e-commerce website. As to the institutional side, we feel that it does really epitomize what we do and what we, how we behave in our physical world. That's precisely what we wanted. So the feel that you have when you log in is the same experience that you would have in a Solomeo, in the village. Of course, I'm very pleased with this result because this is basically my life, and hopefully you will appreciate it too. And if you let us know, we will be very happy to know your feedback. And my opinion is also shared by my staff, so we all think it is quite pretty. And then before moving on to our e-commerce, I have to highlight that we enjoy a very good relationship with three important multi-brand worldwide. Mr. Porter is one of them. It's absolutely wonderful. And then Net-a-Porter, wonderful too. And My Teresa, which is slightly smaller sized. It is a beautiful Munich-based multi-brand. I have known them for many, many years. They are very strong in women, but with a very high taste. And with them, we enjoy a great relationship. You see, these are true stores on the web, virtual stores. They buy on their own risk, and their packaging is really extraordinary. It is nearly impossible to throw away the packaging of Mr. Porter, because when you receive such a box, such a packaging, you feel that it is a shame to throw it in the bin. The important thing, they are great, they're great experts at mixing and matching. They enjoy a very beautiful relationship with their customers. And once again, I'd like to repeat, they are very smart. They're very good. I think they can be ranked among the best, the top multi-brands worldwide, the very same league as, you know, for example, the department stores in New York. And then our corner stores. We wanted to, well, actually on the e-commerce, we wanted to provide the customers with everything that we have been giving them on the brick-and-mortar stores, a special visual merchandising, a good assortment. We don't want to be to hassle our customers, and also maybe attaching a handwritten note to the packaging we send bought online. Well, I think that it is very important to have one single seat, one single headquarters, because you really need to know that what you ordered actually was shipped from the facilities of Solomeo. And I was saying to my staff, if I was to buy the wristwatch by Patek Philippe, and I know the owners, I'd really love to receive it from Geneva, maybe accompanied by a handwritten note by Mr. Stern, maybe thanking me in person. I've always liked this kind of things, and I've always argued that for an exclusive luxury product, you see, the longing for it, the time you wait before you receive it, is very fascinating. I bought a watch for 19,000 euros, and I had to wait for 3 months. So I bought a luxury watch, and I waited for many months. And I loved that. It was not a rare item, but I really enjoyed the longing for it, for when it would finally be shipped to my doorstep. So waiting for things has a high value. I've always thought this. And then a few days ago, I read a very interesting, appealing article by my esteemed Vanessa Friedman from the New York Times about the value of waiting for things. I went to New York, and during my trip, I had the pleasure to speak with her in her office, a very interesting discussion. And in that article, she tackles the topic that I like to define the topic of this century, the culture of impatience. You know, it is great. It is a great piece. If you have the opportunity, read it. Do not hesitate. And she says, well, if there is a product with a high level of craftsmanship that requires a long time to be crafted, well, it means that we make it similar to something that you really need, like, for example, a bottle of water. Whereas in for some cases, for some products, for example, my watch, we would like it to be treated like a small investment to be bequeathed to the people coming after us. And then she closes with a beautiful statement. The time is precious, but maybe investing it in waiting is not a waste. And I'd like to add that speaking with her directly, we were saying that when we were young, the art of waiting was very important. Also, when you were dating somebody, it was very important to wait for your date. You were very impatient. You were looking forward to it. And so the last topic is we want to talk about it is what we call the guardianship of the brand, to be custodian of our brands. And this applies both to us and our multi-brand partners, about 650 of them. So we want to be protected from the web, because it is somehow massifying everywhere. Try and understand my words. It is not the somebody to blame that things are changing, but mankind has changed as a whole. So since the start of the year, we launched this new product whose aim is to help us safeguard our brand in the web. And the idea is to convey to the web the physical experience we have offered for 39 years in real life. So to conclude, maybe I've spoken too much at length, but I really wanted to talk about product and distribution in my speech. I'd like to thank you once again for the esteem that you provide us with, but we also want you to know that we work with serenity, with passion, with pleasure, and every day we strive for a fair balance in our life, a very interesting one, that it means balancing out work, quality of life, and personal life. So thank you very much, and we are here for any questions or remarks. Thank you. Chorus Call operator speaking. We will now start the Q&A session. The first question is from the Italian channel Intermonte Andrea Randone. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The first question I have has to do on your press release. When you talk about the retail network, you mention some shop-in-shops in Canada about which you signed an agreement last March. I do not understand whether their contribution is included in the revenues or not. I understand that it is maybe negligible, but maybe I wanted a remark, a specific answer on this. And then the second question, you talk about a good wholesale growth in Asia. I'd like a comment on that, in particular on the wholesale stores that you are developing in terms of number, whether you are increasing the number of doors or not. And then, as for products, I'd like to know whether you are still experiencing a trend whereby there is a shift from informal to formal in clothing, or if there are any important trends to be mentioned.
Well, my name is Moreno Ciarapica, and I'll give you an answer on Canada. It is five shop-in-shops of the women's collection within Holt Renfrew. And as we wrote, the agreement dates back to the mid-March. So in the last part of the quarter, they did contribute to the retail revenues in the last part of the quarter. As far as the style, the trend is concerned, for menswear, yes, informal, but also chic, because you can't go to a banking meeting or any kind of meeting unless you're wearing something that looks good. So it is informal, the trend is informal, but I would like to define it a contemporary classic style. Since we do not like to use the word classic, we can say a well-dressed contemporary menswear. As far as the multi-brands are concerned, we have always had a lot of trust in them. In our case, we have 18 great clients in that part of the world. Just think that for fall/winter, one of them will create a specific corner devoted, dedicated to us. And undoubtedly, it seems to me that I'm seeing the very same developments that we had in Russia 15 years ago when they started coming to Italy, became savvy in mixing and matching. So we really believe very much in the growth, in the expansion of multi-brands in that specific market of the world. Because I say it once again, for me, multi-brands are a very, very special channel. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you.
If you want to ask a question, you just need to press star followed by one on your keypad. Next question is from Paola Carbone, Equita.
Good evening. Just some follow-up questions on the topic you mentioned, in particular on Canada. Maybe a negligible question, but just to have an idea of the kind of contribution we can expect from these shop-in-shops. And then, as far as indications on the trend of multi-brand growth in China, you mentioned 18 accounts for the time being. What is the potential you see there? Is it in terms of developing this format, or maybe this format already exists and you have to grow inside it? Or maybe does it mean to penetrate these customers to a larger extent because they actually meet all your requirements, these accounts?
Well, thank you, Paola. As far as Canada is concerned, they've always been our clients, and with all their brands, they decided to transform them into a concession agreement. So no great change there. We had five core spaces there, so they have become now our own, but not really much, not a lot changes there. They decided to do that. As far as China is concerned, if you ask me about potential there, I can tell you there is a huge untapped potential there, because in any market, especially the Chinese, they're great tradespeople by nature. That's why I can't but envisage at least 3,000 great accounts in China dealing with true luxury. There is an expansion in this because it is just normal, because if you have a city with 10 million inhabitants, how can you not envisage that there is somebody who decides to open a multi-brand store because the Chinese, they're starting to have taste, they're able to mix and match young and upcoming brands with well-established brands. It's a very fascinating development, and it is also very interesting for you to see.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paola. Mr. Cucinelli, no more questions for the time being. Very well. So I would like to thank you immensely once again. Thank you for your attention. And I really wanted to speak to you about the world of the web and the multi-brand channel. Thank you. Best wishes. If you ever need anything, we're here. Good evening.